The Texas redistricting war continues to escalate in the Texas legislature and back home in California. In Austin, Texas, the State House of Representatives gaveled into session Friday for a scheduled vote on the Republican redistricting plan. 8 minutes and 6 seconds later, it adjourned without a vote.
Members, may I have your attention? The roll has been called and a quorum has not been established.
Republican House Speaker Dustin Burroughs announced some new actions, like no longer depositing pay for the Democrats who went to other states to block a quorum. Instead, they'll have to pick up their paychecks in person. Burroughs says they're also exploring other actions to compel a quorum.
Each one of you knows that eventually you will come back, and we will pass the priorities of the special session on the call. But with each passing day, the political cost of your absence is rising, and it will be paid in full.
But that does not seem to be stopping the Texas Democrats, like Congressmember Ann Johnson.
We are now facing threats. The threat that we're going to lose our jobs, the threat of financial ruin, the threat that we be hunted down as our colleagues sit on their hands and remain silent as we all get personal threats to our lives.
She says the Texas Democrats see the danger that is coming and they're running straight for it.
We are running from nothing. We are running to the front lines. We are running to the front lines to stand with other Democrats across the state of Texas, across the state of California, across this nation, to ensure that each and every individual has the opportunity to pick, to decide that government is for the people, by the people, and not the politicians selecting them. And so we are here because we do know that courage is contagious. And we are here to give hope to others to stand up and be courageous in this moment.
Johnson, along with other Texas Democrats, were speaking in Sacramento, where they were hosted by Governor Gavin Newsom, who's planning to counter Texas' redistricting plan with California redistricting.
I'm the President of the United States of America, Donald Trump, who's trying to light a torch on democracy. He's trying to roll back the last half century. He wants to put America in reverse on LGBT rights, on voting rights, civil rights, on the rights of women and girls. We're here in that light at this profound and consequential moment.
Newsom's plan would put a measure on the November ballot to redraw California's congressional map to counter Texas' move. House Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi is on board with that.
So this isn't two wrongs, or as was mentioned, it's not a wrong in what we're doing. This is self-defense for our democracy. They have stricken, they have hit out at our democracy, and we are here to defend it.
Other states, both red and blue, are also considering redrawing their congressional maps now. But the two big players with multiple House seats in play are Texas and California. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.